Global markets are looking mixed, although there appears to be some weakness in those key US equity markets, with the major indices down between 0.25% at this stage. The local all-share index closed more or less flat, down about 0.03% at 54,527 points. The local currency got smacked, however, with the rand trading around 14.25 against the US dollar now. Earlier, I spoke to David Shapiro. He's the deputy chairman at Sasfin Securities. David, the local market closing pretty much flat and the local currency getting absolutely hammered. What's going on?
Well, you know, Nopu, when we actually look at the currency, a little bit of that has to do with the situation here, particularly Eskom, but also the dollar's been pretty strong. And also there's another element is that the U.S. Senate has targeted sanctions against Russian banks and bonds. So, you know, that's all part of the same universe in which we trade. So with those under a bit of pressure, it normally triggers kind of a sell-off in emerging markets. So we've been hurt by that as well. So if you look at the rand at the moment, it's 14.21. So a combination of all those factors, although I must say on the dollar, some disappointing retail sales in December in the UK, in the US, has kind of weakened it very, very slightly. So that's the background to the rand. But that rand at 14, now 23, as I talk to you, has actually cushioned a lot of losses in our market. And that's why we ended almost unchanged. I think, save the rand, I think things would have been a lot weaker across the board.
And how did resources do? I see that the gold indexes did quite well.
Yeah, well, they were propped up by a weaker rand. We had some results out of Asor, which is an iron ore and a manganese ore producer, on good prices in both of those, and the weaker rand helping as well. The share didn't do anything, but Kumba was up strongly. Kumba up about 4.5%. And then for reasons that I can't understand, and I think I can only associate it with the outlook for the platinum industry, but Impalas and Anglo Plat's very strong. And then golds came in behind that. So that's where the strength was. Also, BHP Billiton, fairly strong today. Anglos and Glencore and others were under a bit of pressure. Sasol also down a bit. It's had a bit of a run. It's had its recovery, but seems to be stabilizing now. Understanding the oil price is almost impossible. I don't know where it's settling, and I don't know what the news is. It seems to change every day, so difficult to read that part of it.
Yeah, well, it's staying firmly above the $60 a barrel level, at least, it seemingly.
Yeah, I think what really kind of disturbed markets today was that EOH was down another 12%, and you know this is to understand it. This was one of the favorites of the market a few years ago, where the share hit almost 170 rand at one stage. You know, and with ongoing good profits and so on. We know about the Microsoft license that was announced two days ago, but I think the weakness that we're seeing now suggests that there are other kinds of trouble there. So from 170 Rand to 17 Rand gives you the kind of journey that this company has gone through, but there's nothing out of the company. Or there's nothing out of the company. They seem to think things are okay, but there's something definitely disturbing the market. That would have caused this kind of sell-off.
So what should one do as an investor when there's been this massive devaluation in that stock and it seems to be a crisis of confidence? So even if the firm is doing pretty good things and its underlying fundamentals are great, what do you do? Do you hang around and wait?
Well, you've almost got an option on a recovery. The problem is that if it's pointing to illiquidity, And that could be a problem. In other words, that the company hasn't got liquidity in it at these kind of prices on a 3 billion rand market cap. You know, it can be disturbing. I'm never quite sure, you know, what to do in a situation. But if you've held him for so long, you may as well go for the full journey. But it's rather disturbing because the results that come out, yes, the last set of results we came out, there was, you know, they did show a loss or a quick a reversal in profits, but they employed Stephen Francolo, who's got a very good name. They're trying to prop up the management team. They seem to have, they got a very good name in the market, very, very good name in the businesses that they do. So it's a bit of an enigma. It's very difficult to get a grip around this one.
Yeah.
Even though I've been cautious on this for a long time, But these kind of levels have, are even disturbing me and saying this has gone beyond where I ever thought they would fall.
Mm. Sibanye came out. I mean, there were rumors some few days ago, but now they've come out to say that they are having to restructure. The possibility of over 6,000 jobs going looks as though the stock price was a little bit up and down. At some point, it did appreciate by about 6%, but it only closed out maybe up 1.2%.
It's a difficult company to understand because what started as a marginal gold operation has now gone into platinum. And also, along the way, they've got some difficult structures, derivative structures or hedging structures. And when you look at where the market, the result was better than the market expected. I'm talking about their headline earnings. Well up on forecast. And that's because it's a very difficult company to model. But it's been, Foneman's a tough miner. And he buys businesses in order to make profits. And sometimes along the line, there's got to be a lot of pain. So it's one of these difficult companies to read. But they've certainly been helped by PGM prices. We can't say platinum prices anymore. It's PGM because it's the palladium and rhodium prices that have really popped up that basket.
Yes. And then having gone through all our local issues, just to go back to the international, I'm getting word that the US-China officials have sort of come out, or at least US officials have come out to say that they seem to be far apart. March the 2nd or March 1 is just around the corner. Do you think...
Just on that, Trump has come out and he said he's extending the deadline for 60 days. So I think that has given, in other words, another 60 days to try and find some kind of common ground. Apparently on the reforms they're far apart. But overall, Trump has been quite conciliatory. So I think market not responding to that. Market responding, let's put it this way, still positively to the trade talks. What has upset global U.S. markets has been retail sales, which came in way below expectations and pointing to perhaps a slowdown in momentum. So that has been the overriding factor today. But I think the fact that Trump is giving an extra 60 days to try and negotiate that is a fairly positive outcome.
Okay, well, let's watch this space. Thanks very much, David, for your time. As always, that was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.